have a guest on.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Patio Patty No.
I would like to say that I think you're the first comedian that's come on that hasn't been drinking Pabst.
I don't know if they sell it here, do they?
I probably would have.
Send it back. Send it back.
Usually it goes click, click, doink.
Well, I was like, do you have anything lagery or pilsnery?
You probably would have. Well, here
this
we
is
go.
My
you
light
could have
spare.
With Colt 45.
Ooh. You're like my dad. He goes everywhere and orders a Bud Light. When he comes to Portland, he's just like, the looks they give me. There's nothing wrong with Bud Light.
That's what I would have got. Bud Light with a lime. Because I'm classy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Bud Light lime.
Have you had mm-hmm. the Bud Light lime?
It's disgusting.
It's
give me real lime.
It's magnificent.
No. It's summer time in your mouth.
I think it is summer in your mouth. Anyway, Grace. Welcome.
And we are at the Apex, by the way, which has a plethora of beers.
Too many, to be honest.
Yeah, right now, I was just sort of looking around like I don't even know where to begin.
There honestly was like 50.
Yeah. At least.
And it's on a television screen, which is also confusing.
Because yeah. they update it so regularly. They can't be climbing up on the counter. Everything. No.
Are you sure? Yeah. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
At work, I have to update our chalkboards, and it is a pain in the ass.
See?
It is.
See?
It
especially
really
if you get
is.
In the middle of anything.
I am.
You're wet.
Yeah. Or especially when you change from happy hour 4 to 6 and then 9 to 11 to just 4 to 6 and then all day Wednesday, because you have to fit all day Wednesday in the same exact space that 9 to 11 was. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Now you wish you had a TV, I bet.
I do. Or I could just be like,
now that you mention it.
Yeah. I don't.
Let's introduce ourselves.
Oh, let's do
so
that.
We can introduce our guest as well.
Yes.
I am Olivia, and I am DTC, down to cuddle.
Cuddling is...
Or yeah. whatever.
Are you still going to go by Olivia, even though you came out as Shanrock?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Listeners, you heard it here first. I am Char Q, and I am a recovering robot.
How do you feel you're doing in your recovery?
I am doing pretty good, actually. I think if I were a 12-step program, I'd be on probably, like, what's the one where you have to ask for forgiveness? Step 4?
9,
why are you looking
7.
At me?
I am. Yeah.
I think it's funny because I know it's step 4. It's step 4. I grew up in an alcoholic household as if I don't know the 12 steps. So I think I want forgiveness.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I am Sarah, and I am looking for a summer bedmate.
Oh, really?
Or a summer date mate.
Those are very different things.
They can combine.
They could be the same. They could be the same. They have potential to be the same.
They don't have to be the same yes. person either.
Right.
Well, I find if you have a summer bedmate...
You don't
and
need the
you
date.
You don't need the date. And it makes things complicated if there is the date.
That's true.
But maybe you could go to the river or something and make out and then, like, be done.
Yeah. Right. Like when we were
ooh,
on the
river
Clackamas.
Lover.
Yeah,
we
river lover.
River lover.
And we saw, do you remember? Yellow boat, sexy boat.
Ooh. Yellow boat.
Was
yellow
there sex
boat.
Going on in the boat?
Oh, yeah, there was. Yeah. And you're in the river, so you're, like, with them the whole time.
Yes.
And so I turned Purple Rain into a song about them having sex. Because I was like, I'm right here, please stop it.
Was it
called Yellow Boat Sexy Boat?
Was it creating waves in the
no,
water?
Not really.
Did they have a blanket over
it? No! Oh. It was the craziest thing.
You get a weird tan line if you have a blanket.
Yeah, on the Clackamas. And then we found this guy passed out, and he was stuck in an eddy. And so we pushed him out of the eddy, and then he woke up. And then he got really mad at us, and we were like, I don't know where your friends are, but you would have been there until when?
Maybe that was just his
plan. Maybe it was his plan. He's like, I'll be here.
I'll be here. I'm just going to take a quick nap in the eddy, y'all. I don't know. Anyway, last but not least, we have a guest. Yay.
Yay, I'm Grace Sadie. Tagline, I guess I go by, I like to say sweet like a cavity.
I like that.
I think that describes me
are
well.
Are you down to corn dog?
Do you want me to punch you in the butt?
Yeah.
Because apparently that's what corn dogging is.
The kids these days.
What, like you stick, you go up behind somebody
you
like in the halls at school
actually.
And you stick your knee in their butt, right?
Yeah, corn I mean, dog. You don't stick your knee in their butt. You give them a,
you
like,
stick
a
your
why
pinky.
Why do you want to limit
you stick the pinky in the butt and then you knee
you
them in the
balls.
You
just do a swift
that's what I do.
Knee to the butt.
Don't tell me how to corn dog.
Yeah, don't
maybe
tell me.
Maybe it's different on the East Coast.
Oh, hey.
East Coast style a corn dog.
Anywho, it's been quite some time since we've recorded last because we, and by we I mean y'all, went out of town on lovely vacations.
Yeah.
That must have been nice.
It was. It was very nice.
You missed the birthday extravaganza that was my birthday week.
I am sorry, but I do recall when I booked my plane tickets, I said, are you doing anything for your birthday? And you said, I'm going to Portland, Maine for a family reunion, so I won't be here.
Well, I didn't go to Portland, Maine because the tickets were like $1,200 and I was not willing to spend that much money and then the emotional drain that we've been spending time
and spend
with my
like
family.
3 days there.
And spend 3 days there. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's way too far to fly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And the same exact time period, the ticket to Dublin, Ireland was a mere $650.
Oh
my God, that's cheaper than it cost me to fly to North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
There's some bullshit happening.
Bullshit.
Anyhow, I went to the Enchanted Forest.
That's awesome.
Exciting.
In full costume, and all of the people that were there kept asking us when our show was going on.
Did you take mushrooms?
No, we did take whiskey.
Okay. I saw the pictures, and I wasn't sure if I could figure out what your costume was.
I was Little Red Riding Hood all grown up.
Okay, that's a good one.
All right, then.
Grace, have you ever been to the Enchanted Forest?
As a kid, and I just remember that witch face. So that's the only thing embedded in my head.
It would be terrifying.
Is it a horrifying memory?
I don't know if it's horrifying, but that is a gnarly witch face.
It was.
The scary little witch face.
Now her fingers have fallen off, and it's just...
Still,
it's crazy.
How much is it to get in?
I think it's like $10 to get in.
Too much. I'll take Oaks Park any day.
Oaks Park is fun.
Yeah.
But this, I've never been there and I always wanted to go.
Yeah, so you we have went. To go.
And
yeah.
So we went.
Maybe I'll take my boy.
Yeah.
Should, maybe.
They have like 4 rides.
That'd be fun. That's all you need.
Yeah. Do they have a roller coaster?
They do.
Oh, snap.
But for some reason, the roller coaster has like a cage around it that's made of plastic and it has circular holes in it so you can breathe okay, like a hamster cage or something. And I did not, there's no water on the ride or anything.
Do you go upside down?
No.
I don't like that.
It makes no sense as to why.
Just to make you claustrophobic.
What I do know is the person who was dressed as a Viking could not wear the Viking helmet.
Oh, it's probably for people vomiting.
No. But why would the holes be in it?
To ventilate the vomit.
I don't know.
It didn't Grace go has got an answer for everything.
All right. You should have been with us in the car earlier because we saw the craziest things on our drive here. And we.
I could have explained all of it.
You could have?
Probably.
Why were there two of the most dirtiest people I've ever seen in my whole entire life in bathing suits washing windows on the corner of the exit when you get off of the Rose Garden exit, washing windows on the cars to ask for money?
It's hot.
It's hot. Why were they so dirty?
Well, they're homeless.
They have soap and water right there.
I know.
It's right there.
They don't like it, obviously.
No, I saw them earlier today. They've been out sweating all day then.
Because
they were there 3 hours ago.
Gross.
Hop in the river, kids.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Updates, no dates.
Updates. Oh, yeah. What do you got?
I got nothing. I was gone 2 weeks, 3 major urban areas, and nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Did you go out? Did you put yourself out there?
Did you go dancing?
I went.
What exactly?
Kentucky is an urban area?
Cincinnati is right by there.
Really, though? That's a stretch.
Well, 3 locations. 2. I was in New York City.
The urban.
Yes. Chicago.
Yes.
Yes.
And Cincinnati.
The greater Cincinnati area.
But did you go out and put yourself in a situation?
Good question. She's not a closer, this one.
No, not really, because I was there visiting friends. In New York, I was visiting a gay couple. And Chicago, I was visiting a married couple.
Boo.
And in Kentucky, I was visiting family and old high school friends. But
you have had some dalliances
I have.
In Kentucky before.
Well,
what happened with that?
I put the
feet. He had Crocs, but which I do not approve of.
Ew.
But he was kind of hot.
He's super hot. He's still super hot. I saw him.
Did you text him while you were there?
Yeah, I did.
Right?
Yeah.
And then so? I saw him the last night I was there, and he, I don't think he's in a position for it at the moment. And I wasn't going to push it because, like, Two trips ago, we hooked up. We had a great time. Then the last time I went back, I was kind of like, yes, I'm gonna go back to the well because that was fun. And then just no go. So this time I was like, I'm going to call him. I'd like to see him. I like him a lot as a friend. And if
lies.
It, lies. Such lies.
No,
I like him a lot
like
as a friend.
I like him as a friend. We're best friends. We talk all the time. We text each other. We're in love.
He's totally hot. I would have slept with him in like half a second, but I wasn't going to be the aggressor on that because
I remember the first time.
Right. And then the second time I got rejected. And so I'm not going back again. So I was like,
third time's the charm, man.
Well, this time, first time was the charm.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
So this
that doesn't
time,
have quite the ring to it.
This time I was like, let's just go and hang out so that it can be like we can just hang out as friends. It's not like every time you see me and I come to town, I'm just trying to...
Is that what you said?
No, it was just kind of like, so we hung out, so we'll see what happens next time. I also saw another friend that was like my high school crush.
Uh-huh.
I want to put air quotations around every time you say friend. So uh-huh. Just know that I'm giving
yeah.
that.
A Sarah friend. You guys can imagine.
Well, so in high school, he had a huge crush on me. I kind of liked him too, but I would never date him. And then the last few times we've seen each other, we were both married at the last time. So
right. Didn't he call you on New Year's Eve or something?
No, my sister called her friend, air quote friend.
Yeah, whatever.
And he was at the party. His girlfriend, my friend talked to my sister. His girlfriend thought he was talking to me, and she flipped out and kicked everybody out of the party.
Okay. Is he still dating that girl?
They're engaged.
Oh, God.
Sounds great.
Good luck to you.
He sounds like your friend makes good decisions.
Your friend. She even put air quotes around it when she said it.
So I go to see him because I'm like, clearly he must have broken up with her because that was crazy. And so then like we get together, we hang out, and I'm like, so how's it going? You seen anyone? He's like, yeah, my girlfriend and I, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, your girlfriend. And I was like, oh, I heard you got divorced, you know, do you think you'd ever get married again? He's like, yeah, I guess I call her my girlfriend, but we're actually engaged. And I was like, oh, and it seemed like they were really good and really happy. And then when I got three vodkas in, I was like, so what I had heard was about New Year's Eve. And he's like, oh, you heard about that? And I was like,
of course I did.
Yeah, and he's like, no, that was an aberration. She was just really drunk, like that hasn't happened and stuff. So I get up to go to the bathroom, and I come back, and he's like, oh, yeah, I texted her and said she knows about New Year's Eve. And I was like, why did you tell her that? You don't want your fiancé knowing that you're out with me. And
we already discussed that he's not a good decision maker.
Yeah, he sounds
yeah.
not the brightest bulb.
No.
And I was like,
then she lost it and she loses it?
I was like, no, she was fine. Like, I think she's actually a pretty normal girl. And I was like, but she's going to be really embarrassed about that. And he's like, she should be. That was ridiculous. And I was like,
y'all.
Like,
so you were a tri-statal traveler.
Yes.
Which isn't a word, but
through
I like
many
it.
States, through a heat wave. Plus, it was a heat wave, and I was not feeling sexy. Like, I was just, everywhere we were outside, I was just sweaty and a little...
But do you not think that,
that's
like,
when you get your animal on.
A lot of people have the theory that, like, when it's hot, you eat hot foods, like soup or spicy or whatever. Do you not think that if you had sex, like, after the fact, you would be much cooler? Because you would be not having sex anymore.
Right. No, I would have had sex, but I'm just saying, like, I wasn't in the... As far as courtship goes, I wasn't feeling
like...
Well,
you're like courting them.
Well, you know
what?
What
is wrong with you?
I wasn't feeling super attractive. I was feeling sweaty, and, like, I was with my friends and stuff. So
it was over 100 goddamn degrees.
On the east side, with humidity. It was no...
That was bullshit.
Yeah.
I'd bang it out. Here.
I'd bang it out. No problem.
No.
I mean, if I had an opening, I would have, but, like, it just wasn't...
Why don't you do
in between wiping the sweat off my brow, we're gonna bang it out.
Grace, what are your lines that you use with boys when you're gonna bang it out?
let's make out.
Yes, I agree. That's my line, too.
Let's just say
you
want to
stick your finger in my butt.
No. Let's corn dog. Let's corn dog.
Let's corn dog.
In New York, in New York and Chicago, I didn't go out. I did go out one night, one Saturday night.
You didn't go out at all?
No, I mean, I went out, but I went out with my friends. It wasn't like I'm out.
Air quotes.
Dancing, like I went out to dinner with people. I was more visiting friends than, like, shutting down the town. But I did go out one night in Cincinnati to a dance club, and we were like, this is it. We're making it happen. I was out with some single girlfriends, and we were trying to... Fucking douchey. It's such a douchey scene.
Well, you don't have to talk to them.
But it's just, like...
Were they wearing cowboy hats?
No.
Or are they, like, Jersey Shore?
Wearing fucking,
douchey.
Like, pop-collared polos and spiked hair.
Ew.
And, like...
Okay, you are absolved.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like I could have totally hooked up with a douchebag.
It was like Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I mean that could have happened.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I don't need to get laid that bad. I don't think I ever need to get laid that
Nobody
bad.
Nobody does. But you could have a little making out on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I could have. But
yeah. Well, opportunity missed. That note, we're gonna take a pause so that we can go get more beers.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Listeners,
we are back.
Important update. Grace and I are drinking Liberty America.
Fuck yeah.
That's the total name of the beer, and it is delicious.
That's a good one. I had that one earlier, too.
And you just heard the sound of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Ding
fuck
dong.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My brother called me on 4th of July.
I hope this isn't your update.
No. My brother called me on 4th of July. He was at our family reunion, which, as alluded to before, I couldn't afford to go to. And he asked this question. Mom just told a story where you and I broke into the Liberty Bell and crawled inside. Is that true? And I said, it's surrounded by glass. How would that happen?
It is now.
And how would you not remember? You would how remember. Would
I
not,
yeah. But
I mean, how
only,
old are
the only time I've ever been to Philadelphia, I was probably like 19 or 20.
No.
So you definitely
and did. I remember it being... Encased
why?
In glass.
Why is she remembering this?
My mom remembers. The air quotes are coming out a lot today. Remembers things very differently than what actually happened.
But is she remembering this as you guys were kids or as a 19-year-old? You're like, fuck it, we're doing this.
I wasn't there.
You need to call her.
Is that the only time you remember being in Philadelphia, or is that the only time you actually were in Philadelphia?
Good question.
Because if she took you when you were 4 and 3, it's possible at that time it wasn't encased in glass, and you did go...
I suspect that that's not the case, or else he wouldn't have called me to ask me. What I later thought about is I was like, we went to Philadelphia into the city without my mom on that trip, and we probably came back and told her that that's what we had done,
you're
and that it was awesome.
You're like, chickens are coming back to roost.
Yeah. There is a possibility that, so there's one of two theories. Either she just completely made it up, or... we probably told her that happened. Much like, what is that? That band, The Residents, has a song that's called Happy Birthday. And we listened to it in the car on my mom's birthday. And she was like, what is this? And I said, it's a song that me and Sean and DJ recorded for you earlier
I love
today.
That.
I hope that you like it. And she loves it and listens to it all the time. And that's not true either.
Poor mom.
I sure hope.
Poor Bev.
Speaking of my mom, she sent me an amazing text message this weekend.
If you are our friend on Twitter at Patio Patino, and remember, Patio has an H at the end.
Indeed.
Then you've already seen a screenshot of this text message.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already probably chuckling to yourself at the memory of it.
Because you know what's going to happen next. Let me just pull it up.
If you're not, don't worry. You're not missing out. We'll fill you in. But take this opportunity, while Sharky looks for it, to go ahead to your Twitters and to your Facebooks.
Yes.
And find me while you're there.
Yeah. Why don't you do a plug right now while we're still searching?
Miss Grace Sadie. MS Grace Sadie. On Twitter.
Do it.
You should do it. Sweet like a cavity.
My mom says...
your mom has a big dick.
She's crazy. My mom says, okay, Bryant, which is my sister's husband, is talking about munching on carpet. Bryant says, it's probably been discussed in one of your podcasts. What is he talking about?
Oh, no.
I say, we have never discussed it on a podcast, but tell him he has the pleasure of telling you what it is. And then she says, he says it's something like, or something to do with bagel bumping. And then...
I think that's scissoring.
And then,
yeah. And then with your butthole.
And then I say, I don't think so. And then
with
she says... she says, okay, I get it now. It was muff diving in my time. That's what happened.
I love that she's familiar with the phrase muff diving, but not carpet munching.
No.
Your mom's awesome.
She is.
Yeah, she's something else.
Wait, so none of you have kids?
No.
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 Yeah, I have a 4-year-old.
You do? Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, I do.
4-year-old.
No.
It's a pretty good age.
Little feral cat I'm raising.
Yeah.
Mm. He's crazy. It's good. It's good.
I time. Like 4. They're still cute.
Yeah.
They're still sweet. They're just full of wonder.
No.
No. No.
Not yours. Not yours.
No, he's cute. Yeah. He's a hellion, though.
Uh-huh. Well done, I guess.
Yeah.
He'll be hilarious later in life.
He says, damn it, all the time.
Oh, does he? Is that his favorite?
Yeah. Damn it.
That's good. Who taught you that?
See, I would totally negatively reinforce that behavior. Because if I saw a little 4-year-old, yeah, a cute little 4-year-old go, damn it, I'd be like, oh, shit, that's
no, hilarious. He knows. He gets a laugh every time.
Yeah.
I used to work at a daycare. And I worked with the 3-year-olds, and one time one of them looked at the other one and was like, he's a dickhead. And I had never fucking heard anything funnier in my life.
He's a dickhead.
He's a dickhead. And that's then great. I had to tell his parents. It was funny. All right, so pulling it back to Patio Panino, what we do here is we talk about our patios and we talk about dating.
Mm.
So what is our assessment of this patio here? Let's talk about Apex a little
bit. Oh, okay. Here's the thing. It is a gorgeous patio. It is huge. There are lots of tables. There are tables to share with people where I think you could meet gentlemen very easily. You're not allowed to smoke, even though that guy right there is, but you're not allowed to smoke on the patio.
He's a rebel. He probably has a pop collar too, right?
He kind of
does.
Where is
the rebel? I don't see him.
It's like two down. Not gray shirt.
Warning though, climb the fence, get kicked out.
Yeah. And the reason you would climb the fence is because there's delicious Mexican food next door that you can purchase.
Los Gorditos. Oh, at Los Gorditos.
Yeah, I don't know about delicious, but there is Mexican food.
You can purchase it and bring it back to the
patio. They have soy curls.
Yes, I've had them.
That doesn't sound enticing.
It's not bad.
One thing I love about this patio is that it's about half, it's got like diagonal
umbrellas.
Shade.
Yeah.
Umbrellas.
Oh, yeah.
So you want a sunny spot, you got a sunny spot. You want a shady spot, you got a shady
spot.
That
is kind of brilliant. I didn't think
it
about
is
that.
Very nice.
I don't know how I feel about their beer selection because it's too much
it's
for not having enough.
Yeah.
Throw a Bud Light in there, would you? Or, like, you know, yeah. I mean.
Throw a girl a bone.
$1 $3 bill. It's a $3 beer, but it's still pretty hoppier.
It is.
It's still pretty beery.
It is.
So caveats are it's cash only,
which sucked because I had to pull out cash and I did not know.
Oh.
And I don't like paying that $3 fee. I don't like
that either. I did not realize that.
What fee? What do you mean?
Well, I did ATM.
Oh, sure.
It's cash
sure,
only,
sure.
And they do only serve beer and cider. So normally I have a vodka soda and I'm drinking a cider now.
Yeah.
So
normally I have whiskey. Thank God for tonight. Because I might be able to make it to work.
Normally I have Bud Light. But
Apex is on a 12th and Division, by the way, in Southeast.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lovely breeze, which I'm really digging. I cannot guarantee a breeze when y'all come and check it out.
Right.
Right.
So don't write me any strongly worded letters.
There was no
breezy.
Goddamn breeze.
She lied.
But
we like
rest of the updates. Olivia?
No updates. The whole time I was home, I wasn't even the biggest town I was in when I was visiting family was 20,000 strong,
right,
which is quite weak in terms of, you know.
Sounds good to me.
That's 20,000 opportunities.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, where were you?
I was in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Visiting my family, some of my family. And then I went to a community of about, like, 500 in Virginia just to bring it down a notch further to go visit my dad. So my whole vacation, it was awesome because I spent it in either my pajamas or a bathing suit the whole time. But yeah, it was definitely not. I did get tan, so I can do whatever the fuck I want. But yeah, there was definitely no magic. No opportunities for
magic.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Well, so that brings us to our guest, Grace. What's happening with you?
Magic. Lots of magic.
Oh, great.
Red heart magic.
Yeah, we saw a picture of her boyfriend.
He's pretty hot, you guys.
I'm totally pretty smitten. But I am recently divorced, so that's probably the biggest news in my...
How recent?
Well, like 3 months, but we've been separated almost a year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that is pretty recent.
Yeah. For divorces.
Yeah.
Because it's weird when you break up with someone, if you said a year, it'd be like, that's fucking plenty of time, but...
Yeah.
Right.
But, no, it feels good. Yeah. It feels good to be done with that.
Good, I'm glad.
Did you have a time of wildness where you're like, I'm out of this, I'm free.
Yeah.
Did you all...
I made a joke. I have a joke where I said, I told my husband he could start dating again. He said, I'm just going to be celibate. And I said, me too. Oh, I thought you said a slut for a bit. And that's
nice.
Great, you know.
So, yeah, Grace is a stand-up comic in town. And I want to talk more about, you know, fellas and whatnot. But just while we're on it, where can folks see you? Where do you do stand-up in town?
Oh, everywhere I can.
All of the comedy open mics around?
I do all the open mics. I get shows, and, you know, I have aspirations for bigger things. But, I know I have a show at the Tonic in August, I think the 11th or something. But
Okay. Is that a Wednesday night? No, wait.
Thursday?
Know.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I also just got asked to be an extra on Portlandia, so I'm pretty
excited. Oh, nice.
That is exciting.
I mean, I'll probably just be in the background, like, masturbating a monkey or something. Odd and
just one of the
have you been practicing
we do.
In that regard? Have
yes.
you been practicing at home? Good. Okay.
But, yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's exciting, though. I can't wait to see that.
I know.
Coming up in season 3, right? That's going to be for season 3.
I believe
Wonderful.
So, and we'll see. I'll find out on Tuesday, so.
Ooh, great.
Very exciting.
But, you know, with comedy, it's just sort of like, it's like, summer isn't great for it. There's not as much going on, but it's like an ocean. Like, every now and then there'll be nothing. It'll just be really calm. Then all of a sudden you'll get, like, 4 shows, and then you'll be like, everyone hates me. I'm never getting a show again. And then you'll get... You know, some action.
Yeah.
I just try to ride it.
Uh huh. Yeah, for sure.
That's all I can do.
You are pretty funny.
Aww.
I won't lie.
I try.
One of my
favorites.
Aww. So, there was a story of some sort about. What was it? There was.
Are we talking about breakup
stories?
Yeah. Because I don't want to. And then forget that we didn't ask you about that because it sounded hilarious.
Well, my best breakup story was my first love, which is this is when I lived in Mexico. I was there from like 13 to 16, and I was madly in love with this boy. His name was Fermín Alberto Castillo Salgado. He's actually my Facebook friend, which is really weird. Now. Anyway, we were together about a year or something, and apparently, just out of nowhere, he breaks up with me, and I lose my fucking mind. I cry. Like, I'm at school. They put me in the principal's office. I'm hyperventilating. I'm crying. I'm just dying. I'm like, why?
And how long had you guys been dating?
About a year. Like, but I was
that's
just
a, that's a stretch. I mean, that really is. And how old were you?
About 14.
Oh! When you started dating, or were you 13 when you started dating?
I think I just turned 14, so maybe I was almost 15. Maybe it wasn't quite a year.
And was he about the same age? Just please
say
yes.
About a year older, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay.
Yes. We were in the school together.
Right.
He was in a grade above me, but he broke up with me.
And then
asked me out the next day, and I said yes. And then I later found out that someone had bet him a rooster he wouldn't do it. And he did it, and he kept the...
Yeah, with you?
Yeah, that he wouldn't break up... And he broke up with me and he kept the fucking rooster.
So, for a cock, So yeah. he wanted Fox for breaking up with you.
And he's still totally obsessed with roosters. He has, like, no pictures of himself on Facebook, but roosters.
Really?
He's a fucking weirdo.
Does he do cockfighting?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think it all came back from to that moment? Do you think that was the beginning of this obsession?
No, it already existed then? Because the guy knew what to play on.
Right.
But now, he is married to his cousin, and they have two kids, and she's his first cousin. Their dad and her mom are brother and sister.
Yeah.
And they've been together, like, but I reflect back, and I'm like, they were totally fucking banging it out back then. And I didn't know. She just happened to get pregnant, like, years later.
Yeah.
That was weird. That is I almost married him. That would have been
awesome. You almost married him at age 15, really?
No, I came back at 18.
Oh, okay.
And then he asked
back
me to
for
marry
more.
Him. Came
back for more cost.
Well, because we never did it. I didn't lose my virginity with him. I lost it soon after, which was a bummer. It really should have been him. But then when I came back when I was 18,
you're
I was like, well, this is fucking on.
Yeah.
Which is really weird because his cousin slash wife was like totally there.
Yeah. Oh, good times.
Good times.
No one could ever describe me as a cousin slash wife ever. That's not a title I would
cousin
ever choose.
Wife.
Cousin
yeah.
wife.
Yeah. Well, that's a hell of a breakup.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a breakup.
Sticks with me. Still sticks with me. That was like my worst.
Don't you have a good breakup story?
Well, you know, again, let's bring back those air quotes and throw them around that good. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. So,
The year was
88, I believe. No, 89. And,
What album had you just bought on tape?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see, 89. It would have been tape still.
Madonna?
I didn't convert to... No, it would have been like, probably like Sinead O'Connor or Susie and the Banshees.
Oh, yeah.
Something like Lion and the Cobra or... let's just say Lion and the Cobra.
Okay.
Probably that.
Okay. That was in the car.
That was like 89-ish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
And
I think everything needs a soundtrack. So
yeah, that's
it,
great.
So,
I like that idea.
So
absolutely.
Next, what happened?
So
next?
Mine was Selena.
Oh my. Now, would it have been Selena even if you weren't in Mexico?
It was Selena. Selena.
Oh, pardon me. Yes.
Did you mourn her death?
I did. He was a big deal. But
yeah.
I don't want to step in your story. But Selena was totally
the same. No, I mean,
that
peace out to Selena.
Selena. So now, listener, I'm sure you're wondering, how do they just have Selena and Lion and the Cobra playing? That's the magic of post-production.
That is.
And Shark Hugh.
Yeah. Let's see if I can make it happen.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
I want it.
Nice.
Okay. We'll get pulled off iTunes almost immediately, but it'll be worth it, you guys.
So,
don't make me sing Selena, because I'll do it.
Oh, please do. In
please. Selena vestige tia mama.
That represents every slice and second of music I have ever heard of Selena.
Yes,
ever.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you
for bringing it to me. No, it was, so I was dating this guy that I just met downtown when I was hanging out downtown when I was living in North Carolina. Whatever, we started doing it and hanging out and whatever, no big deal. And then,
But doesn't he have a funny name? Am I wrong?
Yeah, I'm gonna straight up say his name. It's bastardized French, so it's Xavier. But of course,
he went by Severe, badass,
it's Severe.
Severe.
Yeah. He don't get no pseudonym on my show. No, I don't. I mean, I really don't care. So long ago. I really don't even care. But
he's too busy hopping trains right now to be.
Probably. He went to join the army because he broke into his parents' house, and so his dad said, "Well, you're either going to jail or the army," which is it. So he picked the army. He goes to the army, and so we're still writing each other, whatever. He gets a leave. I go to visit him. He's not there. Apparently, he's off hanging out with his crazy ex-girlfriend. Now, this is way back when I'm 19. This is in 1989. And so,
but you were the current girlfriend when
I was the current girlfriend
when he went to the army.
Yes, and he would tell me about his crazy bitch of an ex-girlfriend, and so I'm like, well, you know, that's the end of that. So there really was no quote-unquote breakup. But then the part that Charcu is referring to is that maybe, I don't know, 6 months after that, and I said, you know, whatever, I get the message. I go to visit you out of town and you're not there. I mean, I message received. Thank you. I got a wedding invitation in the mail.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes. Him marrying his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, what
and,
a
lady.
What's that? Yes,
crazy
lady. I can't even remember her name. And then the funny thing was, the invitation arrived, like, several weeks after the wedding had actually occurred. So it was, there was no false sense of, like, let's just, maybe she'll want to, like, there was
very
no
clear
pretense.
Message. Don't come.
Yeah, it's just like,
it's already happened,
know.
But you should know.
Yeah.
I got my man.
Yeah, yeah. And then, unsurprisingly, maybe 2 years after that, he contacted me again, just out of the blue, and weird, she totally dicked him over again. And
didn't he?
How did
he
leave?
How did he contact you? Because
he went to a place that I was working when we met each other and left a message there, and they were like, oh, she doesn't work here anymore. And he goes, please let me leave a message in case she comes back again, because I have no other way to get in touch with her. And sure enough, I was still friends with them. I go in and they were like, and they were like, by the way, you know, that guy you used to date, and they know about him. Yeah, they were like,
Severe lefty one.
Yeah, Elvis, I'm going to use a real name. My manager Elvis was like, girl, guess who came in here and left a message for you? And sure enough, it's like, please call me. I'm so sorry. Please call me. I'll explain everything.
Right.
Did you call?
Well, I did. I was just curious because at that point I was so beyond, like, I really didn't care. I mean, obviously I was really hurt and upset when it happened. But by then it's just like, oh, weird. Okay, this would be crazy. Like, first of all, obviously she's fucked him over.
Right.
And I'm guessing he wants me back because I'm actually a nice person.
Right.
And maybe he's finally figured out that crazy bitches ain't right. And that was
probably
in fact
not,
the case.
Yeah.
So
he probably didn't figure that out,
No,
because
he was
just
going down his checklist of girls he's dated.
Yeah, maybe. And so, but I don't know. I mean, I think that...
I don't mean that offensively.
No. Yeah. But I think most of the girls he had spent time with before were these crazy bitch types, you know?
Right.
And
bitches
so...
Bitches be tripping.
It's not even that I think there's anything special about me, except that I'm actually, like... you know, something
You're
of a normal
special.
Person. Like, I'm just normal. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, you know, well, crazy.
And I live with you, and I can fully say that she's actually crazy. She's tripping right now.
In this one way, I am.
A synonym would be drama.
Yeah, drama all the time.
That's right. You don't want to tangle with me. No, so we met, and, like, he drove to town. He lived, like, an hour away at that time, and he drove to town, and we spent some time together that day, and he, you know, told me his woes about, like, all of the sordid details about how horribly she screwed him over again, and I was just like, yeah, you know, honestly, I really am sorry she did that to you. I mean, I wasn't even, like, hot in your face, that's what you get, because I really didn't care anymore, and so I'm like, oh, that's just another human being that married someone, and she turned out to be a harpy, although he should have known going in.
He already knew she was crazy.
He knew, but he just wanted the crazy, and so, and then of course,
crazy,
you know,
can fuck.
He made his...
That's what they say.
Yep.
Crazy what?
Crazy can fuck.
Crazy can fuck, right? That's what I hear, too. And, And she, you know, and so of course at the end, you know, he started in on the whole, like, please give me another chance. And I was trying to think of just the nicest way to let him down because I don't.
Of course you are, because you're nice.
Because, like, he's really had it rough and he deserves it, yes, but, like, he ain't going to have a happy life. He probably ain't.
Well,
and so there's no reason for me to rub his face
he
in
He did
it.
Decide to go by severe the correct...
Right, because in high school he was Frank. So decided, I'm going to go by my fancy badass middle name. And that's fine, whatever. And so, you know, so
he's
he
probably back to Frank now.
Frank.
Yeah, he might be back to Frank. He might be back to Frank. And so he definitely went... you know, did the whole, like, you know, please, and, like, started crying and everything.
Ugh,
and then I was just like, okay, now I'm just getting grossed out.
Just
so
gross.
Definitely no.
Yeah.
And,
just pathetic.
It really was. And so, like, I gave him a hug, like, feel better and be happy someday with yourself. And good day, sir. I said good day. Yeah,
for those of you that can't see that, Olivia fake hugged Sharkey and then began to push her away. And
but gently.
almost off the picnic table.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the end of that. He didn't try to contact me again. So, I don't know.
What happened to her? I wish you could remember her name. I wish we could look her up on Facebook and see who she's married to
she
now.
She may have, because he got stationed in England, and they moved to England, and that's where she was doing all kinds of crazy, cheaty stuff, and became an escort and whatever. Like, just, she's
whoa.
Crazy.
She was.
And so, yeah. And
well, who
so
can
I
resist
don't know.
An
so
accent?
So I think she was just still.
He can take the sluts out of Portland, but you, America, but you can't take them. To Europe?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where that
yeah,
goes.
Yeah. Don't take it here. I heard in Europe, crazy's worth like 1.5 times our crazy.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the exchange rate.
Oh.
I'm crazy.
Oh, that's the exchange
I like
rate
that.
Crazy. Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's nice.
You can get a lot more crazy for your buck if you if you're in European crazy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, if you're American crazy versus European crazy, who's going to win the battle? American crazy every time.
USA! USA! USA!
Fuck yeah, Liberty!
Fuck
yeah! Fuck yeah, Liberty!
Fuck yeah! Liberty
A. This beer is delicious.
It is so good.
We're going to be celebrating America this whole month of July. July.
That's right. That's right.
Your worst breakup, Sharky.
Boo. I usually do the breaking up, so it's quite easy. I have no emotional attachment to
it. Do you ever feel bad about
it? So you're a dude?
I'm recovering.
I'm recovering, dude.
But I have been kind of a dude, really. I remember the... Oh, I hope you never listen to this. But the last guy I was seriously dating, I broke up with him. And I really, and the whole time we were dating, I was like, I will never be in love with you. The sex is really great. You're fun to hang out with. I am never going to be in love with you. And he just kept saying, I just really like spending time with you, which I knew was the response of, I'm totally in love with
code
you.
Code for it, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to put up with whatever you give me because I'm desperate for your attention. Which, after 3 years, becomes a little pathetic. Why did I let it go on for 3 years? The sex was really, really, really good.
You are a dude. That's hilarious. Because I couldn't do that.
I know.
And he's a really nice guy, too.
Nice guy.
I mean, if he were
great
a jerk,
guy.
It would be different.
Yeah.
But on top of that,
I mean,
he's a good guy.
I mean, it wasn't like someone you were embarrassed to be in public with.
Occasionally, but not
usually. Oh, really?
Well, he has a tendency to get really drunk and then be really stupid. But whatever. Who does that? I don't. I'm always a lady.
Yeah.
That's not true. But I broke up with him, and he was just crying. And he was like, I knew you were going to do this, and...
And you were like, how, because I told you, you mean, pretty much?
Yeah, because I pretty much told you the whole time. And I did it when I had to leave town, like, 20 minutes after we were having that conversation.
Oh, right.
And so I was like, well, I gotta go back to work and sisters, so I'm really sorry, goodbye.
That's a smart way to do it, though.
I was like, zoomed off.
But you do, that is very duty to me. Like, that's totally what a guy would do.
It totally is. Which is,
but if you think, it really is kinder than just, like, making him miss you and, you know, while you're gone for 6 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
And he's not getting on with his life in that 6 weeks.
And
he's just like, oh, I can't wait for my girlfriend to come back, and we'll have so much fun when she comes back, and then you come back and dump him.
Like,
you know, it's better to just let him get on with it.
But I don't know if you recall, because I actually did leave and then come back, so I specifically came to town to break up with him.
I see.
And then he was what I like to refer to as sad clown, where he continues to be around, but he'll be like sitting like over there and just like looking very sad.
Looking at you with doe eyes.
Yeah. And so
I want to make you love me with these pouty eyes.
Sort of. Yeah.
Well, that's a super like role reversal, I think, of our relationship because
it is. So then I decided I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try to have feelings.
Yeah,
I started dating this guy who actually used to date a comedian, but we'll talk that off there because you might know her. I don't
Ooh,
know.
Curious.
What do we call him? Hal?
Hal. I think we call him Hal. So I started dating Hal and I decided I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try to have feelings. And then I tried it and it sort of worked. But I was dating another robot, which is sort of probably why we were attracted to each other to start off with. But then I started having feelings. And so eventually it came down to the point where after like 6 or 7 months, I was like, here's the deal. Like, I like dating you. I like hanging out with you. I need you to say that you like me every once in a while. And maybe do nice things for me every once in a while. And he said, no.
The one you liked?
The one that I was like smitten. And he was like, no, I don't think I can do that. And I was like, then we're not going to see each other anymore.
Fuck!
But I was like, my heart was broken. And I was just like, I keep saying like, that was the first time I ever got broken up with. But I don't think that's entirely true. Because I was like, this is what I need. And he didn't do it. And I was like, peace out. I'm out of here.
That's it. But so now going into your next relationship,
so
is
now
it
I'm
similar?
In this relationship, no.
With Comet.
Smitten.
Yeah. But so you're the dude again.
No, I'm not.
No?
Because I already went down the path of emotions, which I regret every moment of every day.
But are you emotional? Do you feel emotional with him?
Yeah, I'm smitten with him.
Yeah.
For a long time, I couldn't say. We discussed love briefly, and apparently when I get really drunk, I tell him that I lesbian him because I can't say I love you. But recently, I did tell him that I loved him.
Aww.
Barf, you guys. It's so disgusting.
I'm super smitten, too, but, like, I wasn't expecting it by any means. I was not.
He was a dude I made out with on New Year's Eve. I was like, you want to make out? And then we, like, went to the side of the house and made out. And then he threw up and crawled through his own vomit.
Yeah.
I remember that well. Mm. It was so romantic.
What else do you remember well, Shanrock?
All of that. Oh, you mean, are we talking about a certain photo that I will, as soon as I tell the story, post on our Facebook page?
I think you
Patty
should.
Patty, no.
I think you should.
So, Shark Hugh and I lived together with some other folks in a house. And I came down.
Picture this.
Picture this.
Yeah, picture this. A picture.
Yes, yes. I woke
You're
up.
You're just new in town, too.
I am. I come back from the aforementioned, aforementioned journey home.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, I'm so wholesome, so wholesome.
Yeah.
And
birds are chirping in the wood.
Yeah. And, you know, crash out, wake up the next day, come out in the morning. It's a beautiful day. The birds are chirping. Walk into the kitchen. And what should be on the kitchen counter but a glass of mine, a lovely little pint glass, with a bright green used rubber in it.
Oh! Who puts it there?
Good question.
That is a good question.
Who
I
does
played
that?
A little Sherlock Holmes. And by immediately taking a picture of the offending items and texting them to one Sharku and one beep, saying, I love you both, but there are about a dozen things wrong with this picture.
What are some of those things? One, it's in a glass. Two,
it's in a glass. Two, it's in my glass. Three, it's in the kitchen. Four, it's old. It's clearly old and been around a while.
What's hilarious is that, I mean, to me, he just wanted people to be like, we were fucking.
Because the interesting thing is, when he goes downstairs,
it's done and done. There's cleaning solution behind it. I'll deal with this later. It's full, too.
So I have a tendency. So he's very nice, and I have a tendency to. I work
he's
like 50
nice.
Or 60 hours a week, usually.
I don't want to see that
and
anymore.
So
yeah, me too.
What happens is my, like, table next to my dresser becomes full of just like all of the glasses that I've drank water or whiskey from, and there's beer bottles, and they just all sit there. And then every once in a while he's like, I'm gonna clean up, which is very nice. And he had just been out of town for a week and a half, and before he left town, we did it. And then he left the condom like on my table, and I was
see,
like,
"See, no, gross, no,
gross." He also has a tendency to leave chewed gum there, and I'm like, "What's wrong with you? Clean up your shit." And I'm like, "The
says the
water
girl
glasses
with...
are one thing, but like."
So you wanted it in the glass?
No. So he starts to clean up, and I was like, you should probably take that too, because you left it here a week and a half ago and I wasn't about to touch it. And so he puts it in the glass and I'm like, do not leave it out for Shamrock to see, because because she already has to deal with so many vaginal issues from our other roommate that I think we've talked about.
Right, refer to
on
earlier podcasts from another roommate. Yes.
And he's like, no, of course not, of course not, of course not. But we were wasted. And he like goes downstairs and brings all the cups downstairs. And so I wake up to that text message and I was like, and I just pointed at him and I'm like, what did you do? What? I told you not to leave that down there. And he was like, I know. Shannon already talked to me about it. I know.
Yeah, because he, like, right after I took the picture, and I was texting there are about a dozen things wrong with this picture, I heard him walking up, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm sending it anyway. I want there to be a record. And he comes up, and I was like, dude. And I just pointed at it. I'm like, Nick, come on. And, oh, another thing wrong with it, that's my rubber.
I know.
But whatever, it's not like I'm using it. I was like, what? There's something so familiar about that. Oh, like, all right, that's an official La Mer.
You're like, I know that lime green rubber.
I know that color.
Yeah. It's funny because I had a roommate once who was like banging this dude but wouldn't admit it. He was around all the time, but she was kind of ashamed of him or something. And like, it was just really weird and she was crazy. And then one day I opened the trash in the bathroom and there's just a rubber on top, just like very like placed there.
Yeah. I know.
And I was like,
just draped on top.
Yeah. And I
see that.
It was just me, my best friend, and her. And I was like, Georgianette, is this you? And she was like, nope. And I was like, not me. And I was like, oh my God.
Busted.
And obviously, because he had just been there. And I was like, dude, he wanted us to know. Because they lived in the basement. He wanted us to know.
Right.
I was like, I knew they were banging. I fucking knew it.
Right.
So, Olivia, I have some news for you.
Uh-oh.
She's
late
pregnant.
On me.
We've been doing it. And we wanted you to not know. That's
you're
not
a virgin.
That is no.
Busted. No, but he was very, comment was very immediate. He's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He apologized like 8 times. He was very apologetic. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm like, that's okay. It's cool. We're still friends. But, you know, come on. We're still friends.
Mosquito trying to eat you.
Oh,
what
thank
I find
you.
Funny
hey,
about
mosquitoes
this
here.
Conversation is that I have way more embarrassing used rubber stories than I do bad breakup stories.
Let's hear one of those then.
Lay it on us.
Well, you know, sometimes in the world when you're using rubbers, like one breaks or it doesn't work or like it rolls.
Or it comes off, it gets
lost.
Yeah,
it's just like not.
Enormous vaginal cavity.
That's not. That problem I
have
had.
Apparently I have that problem.
But like sometimes every once in a while you'll stop and then be like, all right, we gotta reload and put a new one on or something like that. So I was with George and he took one off and just, I guess he was drunk and just tossed it somewhere.
Oh my God.
Put another one on. And then for the used one, or like he just tossed it on the floor and got a new one.
Sure.
And the used one he like took care of, threw away in an appropriate place and stuff. The next day, my friend Sparkle Motion
came over. Yeah,
who's a gay man, comes over and is in my room. And then all of a sudden, I look up and I see there is just a used, not full, but like a used condom sitting on the floor. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry, this is here. And he's like, yeah, I noticed it the second I walked in. He didn't say anything, he just let me.
I dated this one guy that had he had this Boston Terrier that was rad. He was the sweetest dog ever, but he'd always be kind of a little shit. And like, one time we had sex, condom, gone, just disappeared. We're like, what the fuck?
Uh-oh.
The dog, like 3 days later, shit that condom.
Oh!
I really feel like the dog only shit 2/3 of that condom out, and then he had to go and like pull the rest out, you know?
Oh, that's poor thing.
Oh, those condoms.
They suck.
Yeah.
That's why you have to, like, I mean, it's like, it's fun to be single for a bit, and then you're like, yeah, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Rock it down.
Another lost condom. I don't know what is wrong with that boy.
Yeah.
It just gets lost, and then I have to find it, and then that's not fun. And I'm like, what is wrong? And I had a serious conversation with him where I'm like, honestly, like, have you lost condoms a lot in your other relationships?
Ooh, good question.
And he was like, no. And I said,
but neither have you.
I never have been with a guy who the condom falls off and gets lost in my enormous vaginal cavity. So I suspect it's not me. But he's like, no, but it has happened every once in a while. And then my next question was, do we have more sex than in your other relationships? And he said, yes, significantly more. And I was like, do we have too much sex? And then you're like, what did I do to myself? No, the answer is no. We're fine on the sex.
Well, they say, like, I'm taking classes about, what is...
About lost condoms?
No, about sex and relationships and shit.
And what is too much and what is
whatever is right for the two.
Yeah.
You can do it 40 times. As long as that is what is normal
that,
for y'all.
That those people are at balance, then that's
yeah, yeah, but it still doesn't make... It could be...
Yeah. So then that's the conversation which we went down, which ended up being fine. But I was like, back to the lost condoms, like, why is that happening? And he was like, I don't know. I checked like 4 times while you're having sex. And I'm like, I know.
But he told you.
Oh, it's obvious. Yes, he did tell me.
I'm just imagining him not saying anything. And then later you're like, what's this? No.
They don't always tell you.
That's awful. So, but it was also obvious because, like, when this is the grossest conversation ever, but when I got off, I was like, why is this just sitting on the bed? How did that even happen?
I was like, I don't know.
He sneaks it off.
Yes! This is the best ever!
Oh my gosh. So. I'm trying to pull it back to topic.
Which we have no topic.
Did we have a topic?
I wasn't aware there was one.
I thought we had breakup topic.
Pull away.
I mean, we did break up, but I found the condoms to be much more interesting.
Or lost condoms.
Do you want to, what story, pray tell? Or
no, I was just thinking being proactive. Like, is there a way to avoid a bad breakup? Because I was just thinking, today I was playing softball, and we had...
I think being over 30 helps. It. Yeah, helps it. I think it helps.
Well, no, like we
had. You're both in a space.
We had a sub play on our team, and it was a really nice guy who's super friendly. Everything, everybody's like,
you're already planning to avoid the breakup.
No. Listen. So he was just really friendly. I didn't catch his name when he was there, and so when he left, I was like, well, what's that guy's name? And one of my teammates was like, oh, what? You want me to fix you up with him? And then someone else was just like, every one of his ex-girlfriends hates him.
Uh-oh.
And I was just like, and everyone else loves him. So I'm just like, I wonder what he does.
That is curious.
To make, you know, and so we were all sitting around talking about it. We're like, does he break up over text? Or does he say, like, I don't know. We never figured it out. I will, if I see him again, I don't know, because he was just a sub.
Because you can use this as a ruse to be like, we have this podcast.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
And we were just, spitballing, saying, like, maybe the girl's like, I think we're not ready for each other. And he's just like, you're fat. What could someone do to just be like, every single one of his ex-girlfriends just hates him?
I think they could do.
Yeah.
Some stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just wonder,
just be pretentious dicks.
That could be it.
I mean, if you actually care about the person, it would be difficult to break up in a fashion that would result in them hating you? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't
yeah,
it?
I don't know. Just...
I don't
it's
know.
Easy to hate.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
It's easy.
You're right.
Like, I don't hate my ex, but I'm like, oh, do I have to see your face so much?
I mean, I've never been divorced, but I've fired people before. there are definitely, for sure. And there are definitely moments I have where I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to talk to him anymore. Oh, I'm so glad that that ain't my motherfucking problem no more.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like, you're your new boss's
Have you
problem.
Ever broken up with a boy and done the same?
No. Not even like, severe?
Like, felt the sweet, sweet release.
That was, all I felt for severe was just, it was just straight up unadulterated pity.
Yeah.
It was just pity. There wasn't even any sweet vengeance. It was just like, ooh, you ain't doing too good. Gotta go. Got to go.
You must have broken up with someone where you're just like, thank God that person's out of my life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Or even, like, even months later, you know, where you don't realize it at the time.
Well, breaking, I don't know, I mean, I'm not the dude like you, but...
Sorry, yeah.
Like, I've had, like, the... gone to break up with someone and play, like, a month in my head, like, oh, this is, you know,
this
and then...
This is how it's gonna go, this is the conversation.
And then finally done it and been like, this is still so hard, but then such relief, relief.
Yeah, and it's funny because once you break out of the pattern of just whatever it is you guys actually do together, and then... Because there's a guy I used to, you know, let's bring the air quotes back, date. And then now when I see him, I'm just like, I don't, it's not that it's awkward or uncomfortable to talk to him. It's just that I don't want to, and he's boring. And so it's not even like a bad thing, like, it, oh, you guys save me, I can't talk to him. It's just
it,
like, yawn.
Is it the guy that ended up dating his first cousin?
That could be. We have a cousin relationship.
Yes.
That could be. And I'm just, it's definitely, like, we're fine. Like,
why
I have
are
no
first
problem
cousins
with him,
such
I'm just like,
sluts?
Oh, boring.
Yeah. Oh, no.
God.
No,
whatever.
What sluts?
Okay, well, we've run out of time.
Oh, I know. Tears, tears.
I know.
Thank you so much for coming off.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And again, dear listener, you hear what happens when we don't have your questions, your comments, your feedback to guide us.
It's true.
We go back to Lost Condoms. I think I've gone back and listened to some old episodes.
Can this one be titled Lost Condoms?
There's already one titled Lost
Condoms. Now it can be Lost Condoms, Lost Hearts.
I don't want it.
But we welcome you on Twitter, on Facebook, on email. Patio, you obviously know how it's spelled because you're listening to this now.
Yes, indeed.
But send us your feedback, comments, and questions. And
next week, we have Stacey Hillel.
Yay!
Next week, what?
Have Stacey Hillel on.
Yay! That's going to be fun, too.
And the last episode.
Oh, yeah, there is a lost episode, which I think I can find again.
That
I just forgot about it because I was so drunk that I forgot we recorded it at all.
So, as you can imagine, it's a fantastic one.
I was not so drunk.
And I just kept sitting there. I think several times I just said, I'm shaking my head. I'm just shaking my head.
I do briefly remember that. But anyway.
They're closing us off.
I kind of want to give them a slow clap.
I do too. Well, anyway, that's our show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming. Chum
Hey, ching, ching, ching.
Ching, ching, ching. Oh, pinkies up.
Pinkies up for Apex.